The Late Debate with Cullum O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.
With a trolley in one hand and a sheaf of manifestos in the other, which party will you decide is best placed to tackle the cost of living for you? Are cuts to taxes the best way to ease the burden for families, or are more and better universal services a bigger help? And do promises to do both add up? We'll be covering all that and more on tonight's Late Debate. We'll be looking at the cost of living tonight, and joining me for the programme are Michael Healy-Ray, independent candidate for Kerry, Aidan Farrelly, Social Democrats candidate for Kildare North, Conor Reddy, People Before Profit Solidarity candidate in Dublin North West, Shane Moynihan, Fianna Fáil candidate in Dublin Mid West, Piers Doherty, Sinn Féin candidate for Donegal, and Gerry Buttimer, Fine Gael candidate for Cork South Central. If you want to see us in all our glory, you can stream the programme at rte.ie/radio1, or you can watch in a few minutes on the news channel after prime time is over. I want to just get to some housekeeping tonight before we get into our discussion on the cost of living. We do want to hear from everyone, and in order to do that, we'll need everyone to refrain from interrupting each other, and we've made that easy, deliberately so, to avoid any interruptions. Candidates will get a minute and a half to answer the first question tonight, and they can lay out a couple of headline proposals during their answer. We'll follow up with specific questions in other areas. They'll also be given ample time to answer those questions. If you consider it within the constraints of the programme, a minute or a minute and a half or so, ample. And we'll fit in, as I say, some time for rebuttal and follow-up questions. Now, we did cover the area of housing, including rent, last week, so while that is obviously a major cost of living issue, we're going to ask candidates to concentrate on the issues that are before us tonight. Those are energy, shopping bills, childcare and hospitality. We're also going to be covering health tomorrow evening. So while that's a large area of concern for people and an area of outgoings and expenditure, as I say, we're looking at energy, shopping bills, childcare and hospitality this evening. So we're going to start. We're going to give you a minute and a half each. And the question is, what is the biggest single cost of issue living coming up on the doors, and what are your proposals to solve it? Michael Healy-Ray, good evening to you. We'll start with you. You have a minute and a half. You're starting now.
Good evening to all. And the first issue that's really coming up at the doorsteps is the ever-increasing cost of fuel, because we live in an island nation. And obviously because of that, the high costs in our shops are reflected directly because of the carbon taxes, which have increased the cost of fuel, which rise everything in return. Now, the one thing that Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and Sinn Féin have in common is that when the carbon taxes were first of all put forward before the Dáil, they were supported by all of those parties, and of course Labour and all the other smaller parties. Not some of the other smaller parties, but those main parties that I've said, including Sinn Féin. And I want to make it quite clear that Sinn Féin wholeheartedly supported the carbon taxes as they were proposed and as they were brought in by the government, and they were wholeheartedly supported by them. They've flip-flopped on the issue since, and I think that's very disingenuous to the people, because they're talking out of both sides of their mouth. Now, at the moment, they're talking about reducing the cost of fuel, costing 12 euros of a reduction, they're saying. But we must remind the people that they initially supported the government. And I do remember the statement being made at the government, "You're not going far enough, quick enough." That statement was made on the record of the Dáil by the leader of the Sinn Féin party. That is a matter of record. It is on the record of the Dáil. Okay. And I want to make that quite clear, because
all
it's
right.
a very important point.
Your minute and a half is up, Michael Healy-Ray. We'll come back to you on a number of other issues over the course of the next while. Piers Doherty, Sinn Féin candidate for Donegal. You have a minute and a half starting now.
Well, first of all, somebody can fact check the Finance Act of 2020, which actually increased carbon taxes introduced by Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael for every year up until 2030, and Sinn Féin voted against it. And we have repeatedly voted against it. But most importantly, let's tell the listeners what we actually offer, because we offer real change. We offer the hope of a government without Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. We offer a real manifesto in terms of dealing with the cost of living. So what does that look like? We will ensure that carbon taxes will not increase over the next 5 years as is planned by Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. So petrol, diesel, home heating oil will not increase under a Sinn Féin-led government. We will actually also reverse the last two increases for the next 12 months that took place earlier this year. In terms of the putting money back into your pocket, what we want to do is make sure that you pay less tax. So the average worker, indeed all workers, will benefit from this year, where we will abolish the USC on the first €45,000 that you earn. That means 1.3 million people out there on a Sinn Féin-led government will never, ever have to pay the USC ever again. But also workers, right up to people who earn up to €100,000, will benefit from a €2,200 tax package, because we will widen the tax bands, increase credits also. But most importantly, we want to do long-term changes in terms of how people get by. So it is Sinn Féin that put the issue of €10 a day childcare on the agenda. We will provide that within the first year of government for childcare settings, and also roll it out to child minors.
We will come back to you. Your minute and a half is up. Aidan Farley, as I said, the question at the outset, single biggest issue coming up on the doorstep for you and your plan to solve it, and if you have any time remaining, a couple of your other headline proposals on the cost of living.
Absolutely, and thank you very much for having me this evening. It's concerning to hear so much talk of tax cuts when we know cutting taxes will not deliver the public infrastructure that we need. Ireland is one of the most expensive countries in the EU for goods and services, 42% higher than the EU average. And what we know is that people are having to choose between medical appointments and heating their home, food or electricity bills. And the Social Democrats believe it can be better than this. And we've published the details of that in our manifesto today. For us, it starts, Ireland's future starts, with getting the basics right. We have to join the dots when we're speaking about cost of living, healthcare, housing, education. It all comes into play when we talk about the cost of living. And too often the government has thrown money at problems and expect them to be solved. We're not addressing what is the core issues like that. So for the Social Democrats, we're talking about adequate increases to social welfare rates. We're talking about extending eligibility for fuel allowance. We're talking about cutting the cost of childcare fees. But also we have to be very ambitious about scaling up our public infrastructure when it comes to medical care, so that we're not having to pay out of pocket for what should be public services. The same with childcare, same with education. That's really, really critical for the Social Democrats.
OK, Gerry Buttermer, to you next. Biggest issue coming up on the doorstep, well, what would you do to tackle it?
The biggest challenge facing us here in Cork is, for many young families, is the cost of childcare in terms of affordability and access to places. And Fine Gael is about protecting the future. It's about sustaining every child who deserves to have the best possible start by capping childcare fees. It's also about ensuring that a new savings scheme for every child born will be given to the tune of £1,000, £1,500. But it's about ensuring that young families will have the certainty around childcare costs being capped at €200 per month per child, or €600 for a family with more than three children. It's about ensuring that the child is at the centre of everything that we do in terms of access to early learning, in terms of school, in terms of preschool, but also about giving the child that start they need in terms of planning for the future. And for me and for Fine Gael, it's about cherishing each child equally and ensuring that they have that opportunity to flourish and to grow and develop, and to divide and to end that divide between those who have and those who do not have in our society, which we have done as a government over the past decade since we've got into government.
Okay, Gerry Buttermer, thanks very much for that. Conor Reddy, People Before Profit, same question to you. You have a minute and a half.
Yeah, thanks, Cullum. I guess, first of all, in Dublin North West, everybody's been affected by particularly energy and food price increases. But in Dublin North West, you have extremes of people struggling to heat their homes, of people not being able to put food in front of their children on the dinner table. We know from Bernardo's, 4 in 10 parents last year were choosing to either reduce portion sizes or go without meals to feed their kids. I see that every day in my community. 1 in 3 households nationally struggle with energy bills and are at risk of energy poverty. But the flip side of that, and the bit that's kind of missing from the cost of living debate, is the immense amount of wealth that's accumulated at the top of Irish society. We know today that 2 billionaires in Ireland, the 2 wealthiest people, have more wealth than the bottom 50% of the population. That's the result of 14 years of Fine Gael government and Fianna Fáil support. It's been a bonanza, the cost of living crisis, for grocers, insurers, banks and energy energy companies. And to address that, we propose price caps. You have to one-off payments that line the pockets of these businesses aren't going to cut it. We need caps on energy and food prices, a return to the public mandate for ESB. We need to freeze and reduce rents, which is, I know, is outside the scope of the discussion tonight, but something that has to happen. And we need to cap mortgage interest rates at 3%. Just on some other policies, we'd abolish USC for workers earning under 100,000. I thought it was quite funny around the time of our alt budget that an RTE panellist here said that we're now the party of Middle Ireland, people before profit. On top of that, bottom end of the income.
Yeah, we'll come back to you. And we have more specifically on energy and USC indeed. So you will get a chance to elaborate on your position on that. Shane Moynihan, Fianna Fáil candidate, Dublin Midwest. The issue that's coming up most on the doorstep and your proposal to tackle it.
Well, every day, like my colleagues here, Hullam, I'm out in the doors and I'm speaking to families and speaking to workers who tell me the cost of living is the top issue that they face. And despite the fact that inflation has fallen, we know the prices are still high. And everything Fianna Fáil has done in government has been aimed at easing the burden on workers and families. And all the independent analysis shows that where we've taken those steps, they have been progressive and they've benefited those people who are the least well off, but have eased that burden for families. Without doubt, I think the biggest one that we're hearing on the doors is the price of energy. Energy costs are high now and they're too high. We have a very clear, concrete set of proposals for bringing those prices down, both in terms of the short-term impact of being the only party that says we will maintain the FAT rate at 9% for energy costs, by reducing the public service obligation levy on household bills, but also in the medium term, addressing the structural imbalance in the market with regard to pricing by investing in low-cost renewable energy technology and bringing down the cost of energy. It can't all just be about one-off measures. We also have to look at the structural shape of the economy too. And that's why it's important for us that any action we take on dealing with addressing cost of living measures is powered by sound public finances that are sustainable in nature and that is powered and funded by a strong economy. And that's why we're best placed in Fianna Fáil to deliver that sort of progress and to deliver the very concrete assistance that those families and workers need in terms of only the structural reform, but also then in terms of how we ensure that incomes are matching the increase in price through tax and welfare changes too.
Okay, time up on that. We came in on time. We're going to look at the area of energy next. Same issue, same timings again, just in terms of preparing your thoughts on it. A minute and a half each. But what direct action would you take to bring down the cost of energy to consumers? So I'll start off, Piers Doherty, with you on that.
Well, the first thing is that it's absolutely skyrocketed under Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, and there's been very little action bar the one-off measures, which didn't go far enough. What we need to see is actually real long-lasting measures. So we would legislate to end the mandated separation of the ESB generation arm and the supply arm. So what that would allow for is ESB to cross-subsidise so that they can reduce the costs for individuals. We have called over and over again, and it's interesting to hear Fianna Fáil actually saying that they're going to do this now, but the PSO levy needs to be reformed because it is not fairly spread across households versus high energy users. This is something Sinn Féin argued over and over about, yet Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael refused to do so. And also what we want to do is enhance the powers of the CRU, which is the regulator, to regulate the hedging practices. I've called out energy companies from what I believe has been cartel-like activity, where they were keeping prices inflated when those prices should have been reduced and passed on to consumers. And we have argued that we want to see the regulator given the powers to go in there and look at that type of activity, particularly the hedging practice that those energy providers are using. More importantly, what we need to do is we need to invest in renewable energy, and that's why we have a 2.5 billion euro fund, which actually would allow for renewable energy that would actually reduce our reliance on gas and imported energy, and therefore be able to reduce costs for consumers.
All right, Piers Doherty, thanks for that. Gerry Buttermer, Fine Gael candidate in Cork, Cork South Central, your proposal to bring down energy bills to consumers.
Well, first of all, I think it's important that Piers outlines the Sinn Féin policy regarding the climate carbon tax increase, because Piers seems to be going against the advice of the Climate Change Advisory Council. And maybe, Piers, you might explain to listeners tonight who are benefiting from the measures that Fine Gael have brought in place in terms of energy security and in terms of energy prices, and how would you fund the Warmer Home Scheme, the fuel allowance and other measures to support households? Because in your proposals today,
happy to do so, Gerry.
You were are proposing, Piers, to increase the tax on older people, pensioners who are worried about the future. So
no,
maybe
we're
you
not.
Might you might explain that to people tonight on this programme.
No, we're
as
not.
To how you're going to put up the increase of gas and the price of electricity by almost €150.
Do you want me to come back, Colin, on that?
I'll make you answer that question.
Yeah, okay, I'm
you,
happy.
You can come back briefly if you wish, Jerry Warren, well, if you want to use some of your time to Piers.
First of all, Jerry's given me his time.
You've
laid out a number of issues there. Yeah, but let Piers start you back.
He needs to be honest with the people.
It's nonsense from Fine Gael. Listen, we're making it very clear. We are not going to allow Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil to push up the price of petrol and diesel further. We are not going to allow them to push up the price of home heating oil. We are going to stop that in our tracks if we leave the next government.
How are you going to fund, Piers? How are you going to fund the whole warmer
home scheme initiative? We have shown in our manifesto how not only we will deliver the €7 billion retrofit programme, but more importantly, what we're not going to do is just allow people who have got €25,000 or €30,000 lying about to be able to do that.
Okay.
We're going to bring that in tiered basis
again,
where
right,
more support will go to individuals.
Okay,
Jerry is talking absolutely nonsense.
We're going to leave that there. We did say at the outset we didn't want talking across or interrupt.
Jerry,
okay,
you're out of ideas, I need to go. And all you can do is lie.
Okay, we do have other people here. Shane Moynihan, Fianna Fáil candidate, Dublin Midwest, your proposals to bring down energy bills for consumers.
Well, at the outset, let me say that it's interesting to hear Sinn Féin speak about the lack of action on supporting families with energy when their proposal was to subsidise the energy companies to the tune of €640 million over the last time of the last Dáil, and we saw exactly how that ended in the UK, whereas we in government have pioneered €1.2 billion in energy credits to actually provide real and tangible benefit for households. But I think ultimately it comes down. Well, Piers, with respect, I didn't interrupt you. So what I think it comes down to us is in terms of the short term and the medium term impacts on what exactly we need to do to bring down the energy costs. So in the short term, again, we believe the VAT rate should be kept at 9%. And that is a very important article of faith for us in maintaining to keep that pressure off households and businesses who are struggling with energy costs at the moment. The public service obligation reform levy that I've already outlined, that would bring it down by €40 on average. And I think importantly, it also falls out if we are going to achieve the investment in low cost renewable energy, and if we are going to achieve the upgrades that we need to provide that low cost energy, we need to update the grid, and we need to ensure that the state is the one that pioneers that investment in the grid to make sure that that cost is not passed on to consumers as well. But ultimately, we have to be very straight with people and say that there is a short-term and a medium-term approach to bringing down energy costs. Those short-term ones are the ones I've laid out in terms of the VAT changes and the investment in the grid, but then there's a medium-term piece there to ensure that we do continue our transition to renewable energy, that we do bring down that overall cost for households as well, and make sure that cost is kept manageable for them.
Time up. Michael Healy-Ray, independent candidate for Kerry. Same question to you. Bringing down consumers' energy bills, how would you do it?
Well, I have been a lifelong supporter of a proper LNG facility to be developed in the Tarbert Ballylongford land bank. And I succeeded in 2016 in getting into the programme for government. But unfortunately, in 2020, despite promises made by Micheál Martin when he was canvassing with the Kerry candidate at that time, now Minister for Education, Norma Foley, whereby he promised the people of North Kerry that he would support that, he turned around and went against it. Also, under Deputy Matty McGrath, myself and my colleagues in the Rural Independent Group, we tabled a motion that came before the Dáil looking for our gas and oil exploration to be developed and enhanced and grown. And unfortunately, that was voted down by the government parties, by Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil and the Greens. I'm glad and I want to acknowledge the fact that Sinn Féin and others supported our motion at that time. But some of these government-supporting TDs that are talking here tonight, the hypocrisy is absolutely frightening, because they act as though Ireland is not importing massive amounts of fossil fuels into this country instead of developing and growing our own. We do have millions of motor cars and millions of houses to fuel, and I believe by growing our own home industry and reversing some of the decisions that were taken. But the one thing, just finally, when we hear Fine Gael talking tonight, it's as though they haven't been in power at all for the last numerous years.
Colm, can I take one point?
We'll be back around the table, and you will have time to reply in the course of a subsequent answer. But I want to go to Aidan Farrelly next on this, on the energy bills. Aidan Farrelly,
thank you. And I think it's really important to highlight, even before this current cost of living crisis, Irish households were paying some of the highest electricity prices in the Western world, and the government's response included 12.4 million on energy credits for holiday homes, which was even more waste of our public money. Reports suggest that over a million electricity and gas customers are not availing of the best offers for their household circumstances. So the Social Democrats, we want to drive down the cost of electricity and gas bills by setting a far more aggressive approach for pricing and competition. We do that by investing in the new national retrofitting scheme for households, but also we require energy suppliers to make all tariffs available to new and existing customers. This is a crucial point. The CRU should direct energy suppliers to offer existing customers the same deals available to new customers. This has recently been done in the UK, and it's something that is a tangible way of bringing down prices with regards to energy. We would expand the existing retrofitting grant schemes and introduce a pay-as-you-save home insulation loan scheme. We would expand the CRU to recruit additional staff. It's about investment. The energy credits work in the short term, but we have to stop the short-term approach. We have to acknowledge, we have to invest in public infrastructure.
Okay. Conor Reddy, People Before Profit Solidarity candidate in Dublin North West. A minute and a half on bringing down energy bills.
Yeah, look, one of the big tragedies, I think, of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil rule in this country is the end of that not-for-profit public mandate in ESB. At the time when ESB was public, we had some of the cheapest electricity in Europe. Today, we have the most expensive per unit rates for electricity in the entire EU. So for a start, we need to return ESB to its public mandate, but we also need to look at price controls. ESB Group last year had profits in excess of €1 billion. So you look at people making very difficult decisions to heat or to eat, but on the other side of that you have €1 billion worth of profit. So changing the mandate of the company, allowing cross subsidisation of the distribution and generation sides of ESB would be really important. Just want to correct a Fianna Fáil said earlier on, we are for keeping the 9% VAT rate on energy. We have that in our manifesto as well. But on the carbon tax, I think really we need to look at the big polluters if we're going to make a transition to renewable energy future. You look at the ring fencing of the carbon tax take so far. The Controller and Auditor General said 40% of the tax take through carbon taxes is unaccounted for. That money should be invested into retrofitting, into saving on energy and into renewable generation. We would scrap the carbon tax though and put the burden onto the biggest polluters, the data centres who consume 30% of all electricity that's generated, and on other companies who contribute towards emissions. So that's what we do.
Okay, we're going to give you a minute each because it was a fair bit of exchange back and forth as people might have heard. So we're going to give you a minute each if you want to reply to or rebut a point that's already been made. Gerry Buttermer, you wanted to come in, so we'll start with you in Cork South Central for Fine Gael.
Thank you, Colm. I think it's important that we're honest with the electorate and with people. First of all, we need grid enhancement. If we don't upgrade our grid, we're going to have no renewables in the future, and what we must do is decarbonise. We have to be honest with people. We are in a phase of energy transition, and switching to renewables is the way to go. And here in Cork, for example, the example of the Cork Offshore Renewable Energy Forum, where Ireland can benefit massively by having the first energy park in the country here, as an example of how we can really change the way we do business. But it's disingenuous to suggest that we can continue to do what we have done for a generation. We can't. So we have to decarbonise, and significantly, grid enhancement is the first way to go. Secondly, I'll give you the example where we have, for example, just this month, wind energy, from the Wind Energy Ireland report, wind generation is at the third highest if it's ever been in the country, with 35% of our energy coming from wind. And if you take solar and wind and others, we're now at 40%. So that shows a huge change in how we've done business as a country. And that's where we need to be going. And I hear people talking about different parts of what they're going to do about carbon tax and different things. And they haven't explained, Colm, how they're going to give people security, they're going to end fuel poverty, and they're going to show people how they can continue with retrofitting. And nobody in the opposition has said how they're going to do all of this.
All right.
It isn't the magic carpet they're on.
Okay, well, we're going to go around the table on this. Piers Doherty, to you next.
Yeah, look, the idea from Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael that you continue just to jack up the price of petrol and diesel and that everything will be okay, it's not okay. This pushes up prices. Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have put up the price of petrol and diesel since they came into government 4.5 years ago by €12, and they plan to do it every single year for the next number of years up until 2030. And what that is doing to people in my constituency in Donegal, it is making those individuals poor, because it is not a luxury. Some people maybe in the head offices of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael might think a car is a luxury. For my constituents, they need it to drop their kids to school, they need it to go to work, and that's why we're very, very clear in relation to that. We have a programme that is ambitious in relation to the transition, and it needs to be a just transition. So therefore, the retrofitting programme isn't just about for people who are wealthy enough to have the 25 grand lying about. We are going to reshape that scheme to make sure that the supports go to the people who need it. Therefore, it will be a tiered support. We will also deliver a solid fuel support of €750 million to help people transition away from solid fuels into carbon neutral.
Your minute's up. Shane Moynihan, Fianna Fáil candidate, Dublin Midwest.
I always think it's interesting when one particular small item is picked by Sinn Féin and they try and make a big play out of it. Ultimately, Sinn Féin's manifesto, as they published today, 10 days out from the election, needless to say, the big surprise that it was to maintain and to increase the cost of energy for the same towns and villages that are in Pierce's County of Donegal, that are in my constituency of Dublin Midwest as well, and there's zero pronouncement from that on it as well. But I think what makes me more worried is when I look at the entire Sinn Féin package in its entirety, I look at a package that is at best described as cheap populism, but actually it's so expensive that it'll be very hard to consider it cheap. Looking at the underpinning of their hidden €3.5 billion of tax hikes at the back of their manifesto, any of these measures that we're talking about today have to be sounded and have to be supported by sound public finances. I don't buy the packages that Sinn Féin are putting out in their manifesto today.
Your party
has put together a set of proposals
today. You drove
today,
the economy
a set of
the
proposals
cliff.
Today
sent,
that are totally
you sent
unrealistic.
Our young people to the
totally
four
unrealistic
corners
and
of
not
the world
grounded in reality.
With your cozy and up into the bankers and the developers,
If I could finish.
Okay, but final sentence, and I need to go on to Michael Healy Ray after that.
Just to say, if we are going to get serious about dealing with cost of living pressures and the changes that need to happen to the economy, then we have to put realistic proposals before the electorate. None of those are present in the Sinn Féin manifesto.
Michael Healy Ray to you.
Well, first of all, it's amazing to hear these rows go on, because again, you'd swear to God that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael weren't in power at all until just now, because they're promising everything. It's the same as the promises they're making now with regard
but
to the
Michael,
debt,
you wouldn't go into government, sir. You refuse to go into government.
Jury, you see, I didn't interrupt you.
I know you didn't, but let's be honest, Michael.
Okay, we're trying to avoid interruption. Everybody has got a clean minute so far, so let's just avoid the interruption and Michael Healy-Ray continue. Thanks.
Well, if Jury Mortimer will have his manners, I'll have my minute. I never refused to go into government. In 2016, I gave 76 days above in Dublin, Jury, when you were at home twiddling your thumbs.
I wasn't, Michael,
actually. And I was partaking in that programme for government. And I'm very proud of the work that I did. In 2020, I met with, and I was very glad to meet with, Sinn Féin, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, while you were idly by twiddling your thumbs. And I was quite willing to go into government, but they didn't want independence. They went with the Greens. So I will refute your ill-founded and untrue accusations, because any time, once I would get elected and my brother with me, please God, we would go up
all
to
right.
Dublin and we would talk to anybody.
Your
so
minutes
jury,
up. Your minutes
facts
up.
Right, Jury, before
okay.
you make
all
accusations
right.
that are untrue
Connor,
and unfounded.
Conor Reddy, People Before Profit Solidarity, candidate in Dublin
yeah,
Northwest. What's your minute of rebuttal that you'd like to
yeah,
take
look,
issue
I never thought I'd agree with Michael Healy-Ray on anything, really, but I have to give
Magic
it to
things
him.
Happen on this programme.
I know. I have to agree with him, though. The fact that Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil here using their time to attack the opposition is very telling. They have nothing new to offer the electorate. For us, some additional measures on energy, we'd like to see a €5 billion investment in just transition and renewable energy generation capacity. And again, there is a huge amount of wealth in Irish society that can be tapped into. There's an €8 billion budget surplus last year. There's the Apple money. When it comes to retrofitting, we propose a state construction company to build social and affordable homes to rent and to buy, but also to conduct mass retrofitting across the country. I have to disagree with Michael Healy Ray and what he says about LNGs. I think we have to meet our Paris obligations. You have to go beyond, and we're not going to do that if we stick to fossil fuels. You have to ban fossil fuel exploration, as we've tried to do with Beals and the Dáil in the past. And I think the final thing that I'll say, just on the
briefly.
Yeah, the cost of living and energy is, we need to bring Bord Gáis back into public mandate as well, so we can manage that transition away from gas.
Aidan Farrelly, your minute starts now on a rebuttal or elaboration on another issue.
Sure, I'll keep it nice and brief. I think what we deserve more than anything is honesty when we're making these manifestos and promises to the people of Ireland. I think what comes up equally on the doors for me, as much as cost of living, is the fact that people are sick and tired of these immature rows over different policy pieces, when ultimately Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil have had years to make the changes that they're coming to promise us today, and we have no faith that they'll deliver on those. We cannot have our cake and eat it. If we are to see change, real, meaningful, structural change, when it comes to the cost of living, it has to require an investment in the public infrastructure. We meet people on the doors all the time who tell us the real life situations of having to travel 2 and 3 hours after waiting 9 months for a private assessment of need. We have to see people travel 1 hour to 1.5 hours if they're lucky to get a GP appointment. I know you said don't speak about health, but these are crucial bits and they influence the cost of living. They have a dramatic effect, but we cannot have our cake and eat it. It's time for honest politics. That's what the Social Democrats are offering.
Okay, another candidate was mentioned in the course of this, maybe even two. So there's a list of declared candidates and constituency profiles on the RTE News website. If you hear anybody else being mentioned, feel free to jump to any one of those 43 constituencies at rte.ie/constituencies. We'll take a break. We're back in a minute. Hello again. Still with us for our cost of living discussion are Aidan Farrelly, Social Democrats candidate in Kildare North, Conor Reddy, People Before Profit candidate in Dublin North West, Shane Moynihan, Fianna Fáil candidate in Dublin Mid West, Michael Healy-Ray, Independent candidate in Kerry, Piers Doherty, Sinn Féin candidate in Donegal, and Gerry Buttimer, Fine Gael candidate in Cork South Central. We're going to look at the USC, Universal Social Charge, and taxation measures. What changes, if any, people are proposing in this particular area? We're going to give people again a minute and a half to lay out what their proposal is, why, and what benefit ordinary people would derive from it. We're going to start in reverse order to the one we did in our first question. Gerry Buttimer, Fine Gael candidate in Cork South Central, to you first.
Fine Gael is committed to ensuring that we will have a reduction in taxation. It's about ensuring that we get the balance right in terms of promoting and sustaining jobs. It's about making sure the financial pressure in terms of direct taxation is reduced so that people can have the ability to make choices about future decisions regarding education, childcare. It's also about ensuring that government understands that people who are wanting to attract investment in Ireland do so in an economy that's a low tax economy, that rewards enterprise, that promotes jobs, and that looks after people who will work and will work every day to ensure the security of their family. And it's about the future prosperity of our country in a world that is under pressure with different headwinds coming from many parts of the world. It's about also ensuring that we will give a just and fair wage to people who are working, and it's about making sure that people will be able to have the livelihoods and the taxation measures that will allow, first of all, a hospitality sector that's working for people. Secondly, it's about ensuring that there's a better system for renters and landlords. And I know you said that we can't talk about housing today, but it's also about ensuring that we will have people who will be able to invest in the future for them and their families.
Okay. We'll go to Piers Doherty, Sinn Féin candidate in Donegal next.
Well, look, Gerry said a lot there, but he actually didn't give any detail at all. And what he didn't want to say is that the commitment that Fine Gael gave in 2016 when Simon Harris was being pictured with abolishing the USC, that they didn't deliver it on it, and they don't plan to get rid of the USC for anyone, actually. But that's what Fine Gael do in election time. We're very clear. We will take the first €45,000 out of the USC tax net. This was a measure that was introduced which severely impacted on low and middle income earners when Fianna Fáil crashed the economy. So every worker will benefit from this, €1,100 compared to where they are, and 1.3 million workers will never pay the USC. But we will also increase the higher rate of band, so up to another €4,000, which means you'll have to be earning over €48,000 before you pay the higher rate, and we will also increase tax credits. We will also make sure that your renter's tax credit actually goes into your pocket instead of what Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have planned, which is it goes into the landlord's pocket. And how we will will do that is we will ban rent increases over the next 3 years. Rents have increased by, on average, over €5,000 since these two parties came into government in the last 4.5 years. And that's why we can't afford another 4.5 to 5 years of these two parties.
OK. Shane Moynihan, Fianna Fáil candidate in Dublin Midwest. What you're proposing on USC and tax, and how will it directly benefit the ordinary voter?
So I think the first thing I would say is that look at the delivery that we've done in government over the last four and a half years. I mean, it seems like listening to the opposition parties that we're talking in a vacuum here, that there has been no delivery. There has been a very progressive effort to reduce the USC and the tax burden on workers to make sure that they're not being hit too much by inflation and the increased cost of living. And we have made all our tax changes have been progressive and have been cited the same. So our plan for the next 5 years will be to continue that work and by cutting the lower rate of the USC from 3% to 1.5% at a minimum over the lifetime of the government, to increase the entry point to the higher rate of income tax to at least €50,000. And a lot of this is designed to make sure that we continue to ensure that work rewards and work is the right way to encourage people to participate in the economy. And on top of that, to increase the income tax credits annually by at least €100 to be €500 over the lifetime of this government. And again, these tax changes have to be founded on a tax base that isn't narrowed out by removing large swathes of the population out of it, that is sustainable in the future, and is built on sound public finances, which are driven by a strong economy. And that combination is crucial towards making sure that any tax changes we deliver are sustainable, work for the people for whom they're supposed to, and are progressive, and complemented then with the welfare and the cost of living measures that we've already put in place in previous budgets.
Okay, Conor Reddy, People Before Profit Solidarity candidate in Dublin North West. Same question to you. Tax changes specifically around USC and how they'd benefit ordinary people.
So I've already mentioned our proposal, which I think is the biggest single proposal in USC proposed by any party, and it's to scrap it entirely for workers earning under €100,000. That costs about €3 billion if you were to implement it, but the USC was introduced as an emergency measure, something that's supposed to be temporary, but here we are in 2024, workers are still paying it. A way that we could fund that, Oxfam have a proposal. There's 20,000 people in Ireland who have a wealth in excess of €4.7 million. If you were to levy a tax of 2% on financial assets above that amount, you'd raise €8 billion. So that's in addition to the €8 billion budget surplus we've got. It's in addition to the Apple money. In our alt budget this year, we had €50 billion of additional revenue generation in our manifesto. So some of the ways that we could do that, we are a tax haven, it has to be said. It's a sacred cow that Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil won't let you touch, but the loopholes have been created by those two parties in government need to be closed. We need to enforce our corporate tax rate. We suggest raising it to 20%. We want a progressive system of rates for smaller businesses so they don't feel undue pressure while the real wealth in this country is taxed. Property tax, another austerity measure, we'd scrap it altogether in favour of a non-principal private residency tax. So people's second and third homes you pay a tax on, but not on your single home that you live in. And that would raise €631 million if you're to bring it in. Huge amount of vacant land and houses in Ireland in the middle of a housing crisis. If we were to levy new vacant land and property tax, you could raise €780 million. So that's some of what we do to bring in new revenue, and we'd use that to revolutionise the tax base.
Aidan Farley, same question to you.
Thank you. I think it's what's become apparent in this election is that we've seen a real clear merging of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael with regards to many of their policies, and the time to be real is now. Those policies are not working. We cannot continue to put out a narrative and a discourse about taxation that we can cut it and still drive down the price of public services. I think the idea of relying on the private market for what are and should be public services is a busted flush. It's done. It's not working, and it's time to really consider what we're doing. When I think about my profession as a youth worker, as community workers, as childcare workers, we are seeing the manifestation of failed policies generation after generation. So it's time to be honest with people. In the Social Democrats, we want to see a much more aggressive approach to public services like education. There's families in my constituency, Kildare North, and right now they're 70, they're 80, they're 90th on the list for a school place. We can't talk about tax cuts and still see education system being dysfunctional. And that's not the teachers, that's not the schools. That is the fact that we are not resourcing them with the needs that they have. We have to be dramatic, but we have to be honest. And that means any talk of abolishing taxes, getting rid of taxes. The one that I would talk about is the VAT rate, and we might talk about that later on in terms of how we might look at that. Local property tax reform, that was a huge missed opportunity, certainly for people in Kildare North, where we deserve, we're getting one of the lowest portions of funding per head of capita in the country, because it was based primarily on the roads that we have. And so counties like Cork did much better than Kildare because the population was only a very small category. That type of evidence-informed approach is what drives Social Democrats' policy.
Okay. Michael Healy-Ray, same question to you. Proposals on USE and tax and the direct benefit that would accrue to ordinary voters, workers, etc. on that.
Well, the one thing that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have very, very much in common is that previous to this, they promised vehemently that they would abolish the USC charge. Now they're coming on tonight, promising what they're going to do again in the future. More empty promises. And it was particularly horrible to hear Jerry Buttermer talking through his ear about what Fine Gael were going to do to support businesses. I would remind Jerry and Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil and the Greens about the 615 restaurants that closed in Ireland in the last 12 months and hospitality venues that had to close their lovely, cherished family businesses in many cases because of decisions taken. For instance, with the VAT, the high cost of the wages, what's involved in that, the tax take that the government has taken, all of the additional burdens that they put on those businesses. And now he's coming on tonight and others are coming on tonight blowing and talking through their ear about what they're going to do to support business. Okay. They don't know the first thing in the world about business.
Okay. Can I reply,
if I may?
I was going to ask follow-up questions anyway. If you want to take the time to reply to that in advance, just the question I was going to ask you by way of a follow-up, because there's a proposal in your manifesto, Jerry Buttermer, this ACORN scheme. You're proposing that parents get €1,000 into a fund. They can then put up to €2,000 per annum into the scheme on top of that, get 4% interest on it, and they would accumulate €53,316 when that matures. Now, that's nearly €17,000 in interest being provided by the government. Somebody who is from a disadvantaged family who gets to put in, for whom €1,500 is put in and leaves it in that, gets €3,000 interest. How is that cherishing all the children of the nation equally?
Well, can I just go back, first of all, as a rebuttal point to Pearce in terms of the USC, and just say to him that we in Fine Gael, unlike the Sinn Féin party, are about progressive taxation, where we will ensure that the entry threshold for the 2% USC band will be moved. We're also ensuring that there will be a significant investment in terms of future infrastructure, but more importantly in terms of...
I thought you were going to rebut that you promised to abolish it, and you reneged.
Okay. Pearce, as you know quite well, you're gambling on the future of our country in terms of...
Do you want to rebut that you
in
promised
terms of corporation
that Simon
tax.
Harris was we have
committed to reforming the whole taxation system. As you know, we were increasing the entry
and
point.
And you committed to abolishing that. All right. And you broke
okay,
the
all right.
Band.
No barracking. Just let people finish their point.
Well, you see, Colm, this is what Pearce does, because Pearce knows quite well that the Sinn Féin manifesto is high in tax. It's a high tax, high spend party. It's a bit like voodoo economics, really. But you know, let's have a debate about that, Pearce, again. And you know, the important point here, Colm, that you mentioned about the whole ACORN €1,000 is that it's about cherishing all the children equally. And what it's saying. Is that we will have a managed savings account for every child, that we're saying to every hard-pressed family that you will be able to have this money set aside for your child when they reach the age of 18. And whether that child is going to go into employment or college or take on a trade, it gives them a starting point from which they can propel their life forward. And okay. if we all truly cherish the child equally...
Quarter
then,
of a million kids
that,
in
that
consistent
will,
deprivation.
We've reduced child poverty and we've okay. significantly increase the whole issue of early right. intervention. Okay. As a school teacher column, if you believe in the child-centred approach, then you can't oppose what we're proposing here, okay. because it's about taking each child and giving them the opportunity to flourish okay. and to grow
your,
and to develop
time,
and to get
your
the
time is up. Conor Reddy, People Before Profit. I'll come back to you, Pearce Doherty.
No problem.
You're talking about price caps on prices. How do you avoid the price cap being pushed down on people further back in the retail chain, back on the logistics, the hauliers, back on the suppliers in the first place.
So we'd set up for groceries a national grocery price regulatory authority. So they'd have complete oversight of the sector. Price controls are in operation in other parts of Europe and other ways on energy prices. I know France brought in energy price controls and they worked quite well there. They kept electricity prices far behind what they've become here. So we'd have a regulator that would sit on top of this and ensure that there aren't any undue effects. But I don't foresee any in any real sense.
All right. And have you looked at how it's worked elsewhere and avoid some of the mistakes that have happened elsewhere?
Yes, we have. Well, there have been no drawbacks in the energy price caps that France have introduced, and it's guaranteed people in France kind of a comfort that Irish people unfortunately haven't enjoyed. One in three households at the moment in energy poverty. That's the consequence of these schemes, one-off payments and energy credits that actually line the pockets of the energy providers.
Okay. Aidan Farley, the question that you're not in favour of tax cuts, you want to see public services reformed and for universal services to benefit people in their pockets. That'll take a long time to do, maybe, given the pace of reform in the country. Is universal social charge cuts not a more immediate way of putting money back in people's pockets?
We're ready to continue this policy because we acknowledge that the easy option in Irish politics is to throw money at a problem and hope it goes away. The evidence tells us that it won't go away. And I have to answer what Jerry Buttermer said in terms of cherishing each child equally, I think he just said. I don't think any Fine Gael representative should be allowed to say that publicly with their record and their evidence in government with regards to child and youth homelessness, with regards to decimation of services, with regards to poverty that children and young people are experiencing in communities right throughout this country. It is not good enough that we come on live air and try to suggest that any government TD or representative has cherished children equally when we have seen the multiplication of children experiencing trauma, lifelong trauma in homelessness. That matters. And it's not good enough. We have to call that type of statement out.
Okay.
Colm, could I reply to that, please, Colm?
Very briefly, Jerry Bullen.
Yeah, so let me just make it quite clear. Look at the Fine Gael record around children.
I've seen the record.
Let me just give you a couple of specifics that you cannot disagree with. Free school books, 670,000 young. Let me finish, please. You made a comment. I want to just rebut this. Free school book scheme, 760,000 students, 500 children's school meals, 180,000 children benefiting from national childcare scheme, along with free GP card. And let me just make this point.
Jerry Buttermer, okay, I'm going to somebody from another government party here. Okay, Shane Moynan, your manifesto says that in terms of the cost of goods and people's trolley, you'd look at the cost of logistics to reduce the cost of groceries. The large retail units already put a squeeze on the cost of logistics in the UK, so much so that truckers were leaving the sector. The biggest obvious place where money is accumulated in this is in the profits of the multiples. So how are you going to address the cost in the trolley when driving down logistics costs won't necessarily be passed on?
So that's one aspect of the manifesto that you've called out there, Colm. I think when I speak to people on the doors, they're talking to me about the price of that weekly shop. We have to make sure that our consumer and competition authority structures are adequately resourced, are adequately structured to drive transparency in those prices and to drive down those prices themselves. When I take an example like the National Grocery Regulatory Authority, I wonder how much red tape, how much bureaucracy that'll add to the prices of what are on people's goods on a weekly basis. I'm not really sure what impact that's going to have on it. We know that there are logistic costs that are driving up the cost of groceries. We also know that we need to have strong competition authorities in this country to force and to stop companies exploiting consumers, and we need to make sure that the structures are adequately resourced to do that. And I also want to come back on another point that was raised earlier on around the need to invest in public services. We can't do anything without a strong economy. And if you look across the gamut of opposition party manifestos, the Social Democrats want to tax jobs by increasing employer PRSI. How does that enforce and inform spending in the public services?
The Irish Congress of Trade Unions have been critical of Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin for their PRSI rebate proposals.
but we also believe it's important to protect jobs. Ultimately, we are listening time and time again. Everyone in this panel has talked about the pressures that businesses are under right now, and that is a very concrete example of how we protect those jobs and protect that investment there. And the other point I would make very finally on the tax cuts proposal, when I go and speak to people on the door, they tell me that they feel like work doesn't pay for them. That is why it is important to incentivise and to encourage tax cuts as well, but also to do it in a sustainable way that makes sure that you don't just wipe out a large amount of the tax base, as Sinn Féin are suggesting, but actually make sure it works.
Okay, Piers Doherty, you in your manifesto say reducing the cost of energy, insurance and transport will reduce costs at the end of, to the end user consumer. How do you ensure that retailers will pass those savings on, even if they do get those reductions?
Well, you know, retailers are operating in a commercial and a private enterprise, so you can't. But retailers are working in also in a competitive environment, so people can move to different retailers. So what we want to do is reduce the burden on these retailers, so that they are not seen, so that consumers are not seeing prices rises in the shop. So you mentioned insurance, for example. I have a piece of legislation for the last 2 years that are before the.
Just to be clear, but there's no way of insuring that the savings you're talking about, no matter how transparent the system is passed on to the end user.
You create the environment in which businesses can actually flourish in terms of not having to pass on. So when you put up the price of insurance, that goes on to the price of the product. When you put up the price of petrol and diesel for the lorry that's coming delivering those products, that goes up to the price in the basket when somebody goes into the shop to buy. That's the issues that we are trying to target and dealing with it. As I was saying, Colm, insurance legislation 2 years, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are blocking it. This is about holding these insurance companies to account that are making massive, massive profits. Instead of passing them on to consumers, what they're doing is just boosting their own profits. But let me make another, just a couple of rebuttal points. First of all, let's be clear. Sinn Féin are very clear. If you're earning up to €100,000, you will be better off under Sinn Féin. We will provide a tax cut to you. Okay. Let me make this point in terms of Jerry Buttermer's accusations in relation to us. I make no apologies whatsoever that we're not going down the road of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. I'm not going to provide...
I'm not going to give
€500 million of tax cuts to landlords. I am not going to...
All right, okay, all right, okay. This is not a conversation... It's a chance. There's six people on the panel. We have limited time left.
I am not going to give half a billion to landlords. I am not going to allow.
And I'm not going to let you read the entire manifesto because I need to get to Michael Healy Ray on this. Michael Healy Ray. There is the cost that have been passed on to consumers. You are a businessman. What have you done to reduce the price of, the burden on consumers during a cost of living crisis? What have you been able to do, and how would these proposals affect you?
Well, I'm a small employer, and do not. It would be great if the rest of them took a chill pill, because listening to that, you actually couldn't hear anybody. It just was like a crowd of fellas rowing, on the side of the road. As a small employer, employing maybe 17 people along with my family in a small shop and also in the planter, we're trying to keep the door open to continue to provide a service. We buy as much as we can locally. We try and deal with as many local people as we can. But when I heard Piers saying there that Sinn Féin is very clear, the answer I would give to that is that many of Sinn Féin policies, they're actually like a weather vane. They're changing direction with the political wind, because every time you hear them speak, they have a different version of some other type of an agenda, and they actually don't make sense. And that's why they've lost so much ground in this election, not just in County Kerry, but throughout the rest of the country.
All right. And in terms of passing the discounts on to consumers, Michael Healy Ray, have you suffered on the profit margins in that line passing savings on to the consumers?
Absolutely, and I can tell you the result of that actually is, out of 34 years of trading, I could tell you now that I find it more difficult to actually just keep the doors open and keep the main bills paid than we ever had before. Okay. So that will tell you that there is no big profit or any such thing at this time, because it's all about just trying to pay the wages and meet my obligations, the same as every other small business.
Okay.
It might be true for you, Michael, but what do you have to say to what Michael Taft his research showed 60 to 65% of price increases in the domestic economy as a result of profiteering. Mightn't be true of small businesses, but it is true of like a lot of the larger chains and a lot of other suppliers, energy providers, banks, everyone else. Like, you can play the poor man all you like, but like, it is true, profiteering is driving the cost of living crisis.
Okay.
If the 615 restaurants that closed in the last 12 months were to hear you talk about people profiteering, the business people that I'm dealing with in County Kerry, they're struggling just to pay their ESP, to pay their wages. And you obviously know
Aidan Farley, much of points have been made.
And small business to be making that type of statement.
I'd like to get in.
I was going to go to you next. And if you could include in your answer, if there's anything in terms of what your proposals are on hospitality, the food and drink based hospitality sector, because the knock on effect on consumers there is something people are wondering what would happen with the likes of VAT.
Absolutely, and I'll keep it nice and concise. I think many of the points have been covered with relative accuracy. I think we've acknowledged that small businesses, particularly in hospitality, are the backbone of our communities. And around the country, we are seeing town centres being decimated, being empty, being vacated, and we need to address that. We in the Social Democrats believe that it's time to split the food and drink business from the accommodation sector with regards to the purpose of VAT and apply a reduced 9% VAT rate specifically on food and beverages, because VAT is a blunt instrument. And I think this is an emergency measure designed to get support to businesses quickly, to kind of move away from some of these ineffective and overcomplicated measures that have come in the past. This is an opportunity now to encourage those small businesses to stay within our communities, to be a lifeline for people to come and meet each other, to socialise, to have that time. That's how we do 9%.
We have to take another break. We're back in a minute.
Email latedebate@rte.ie.
Okay, that's our lot for this evening. Before we go, the Know Your Constituencies podcast covering all 43 constituencies is available through the RTE player and the podcast platform of your choice, as is the four times a week updated Behind the Ballot podcast. And if you want to check out a constituency profile in writing, rte.ie/constituencies has the most up-to-date list of candidates. Mary Elizabeth Bruton was our broadcast coordinator tonight. Research was by Niamh Dunn. Aisling Grufferty was on sound. Tonight's programme was produced by our series producer, Penny Hart. We're back with a discussion on the issue of health tomorrow, but up here next on RT Radio 1, it's Cathal Murray with Late Date.